I was going to ask you about, I think this is in the lineup, when Nest said it was going to deprecate the, was it Revolve?
The Revolve, I'm trying to remember the name.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any thoughts on that?
Did you not read my Medium post?
I want to hear what Stacey said. I did read your post.
So I think it's a black eye for the industry.
Yes.
I think they could have handled it much better. I talked to a bunch of people to find out how they sunsetted their devices. The options out there right now are creating like escrow for your code and open sourcing it. They did that for, I can't think of the device right now. They've done it for a couple devices. And then you've got these like diehard engineers who work with it and they'll keep supporting it.
SmartThings did that. They moved to a new hub, but they didn't kill the old hub.
They didn't kill the old hub. SmartThings is kind of a wacky situation right now because they had some issues. But there's a couple things. They didn't communicate well with their users. They didn't say, hey, we're sorry, this is going to happen. When they originally did the deal, they didn't say they were going to shut it down. When they decided to shut it down, they didn't actually tell everybody. I had a Revolve as a review user, and I actually didn't get a notice from them until like 2 days after all the kerfuffle started. So whatever notification they were doing was really wretched, which is why everyone was pissed. And I understand why they had to kill it. It's just the way they communicated it, the way they refused to open it up. All of those things are kind of just stupid. It's arrogant.
The other thing I liked about this piece is it revealed that Stacey has a bizarre penchant for weird connected devices, like the Berg printer.
Oh, that was the one that was open sourced. If you go to GitHub, there's still, you can, if you have
you
a
could
Berg
still printer, use it.
Theoretically, you have to work really hard.
Do you have to know how to use Git? That's the only problem. But if you can clone a Git repository and build from source, you're golden.
Well, there you go.
There's a couple people who are really very helpful on the little printer chat board. I was looking at them and I'm like, wow, they're walking like 30-year-old people who have no tech experience through this. And
what is this Berg little printer? What is this thing?
So Berg was a design consultancy and they built this thing. You basically went in online and you filled out like, oh, I want articles from The Guardian. I want Instagrams. I want this and this. And then like every day it would print out those things for you.
Unlike groceries ribbon.
It's totally like a wallpaper kind of thing. Like in terms of the
world. I kind of like it. I wish I had one. I like it.
Well, you probably could buy one real cheap.
And it still works because they open. See, this is, by the way, what Revolve totally should have done is they should have open sourced the server and let somebody run the server.
There's a Japanese word for objects that are
kawaii,
kind of useful,
otaku,
but kind of dumb. I'm trying to think of it. So this fits like that. That word would fit.
Kind of bizarrely fascinating.
I mean, it's sort of useful, but.
It was a concept, but so this is kind of an interesting issue, and I bet it's going to come up again because Staples, which actually launched their own hub, I think in 2013, I'd have to double check when they did it, but they're actually about to make an announcement about that hub, and I'm really curious how they're going to handle it because they've got probably, last I saw they had about, I'm going to say about 50,000, but that was at like CES in 2015. So if you think 50,000 Staples Connect Hub customers are suddenly about to be to hear the fate of their home hub. Yeah. So
what happened? What happened with Revolve? The last we heard, we talked about it a few weeks ago, was that Nest was going to refund some people their money.
Case by case. They didn't sell a lot of Revolves. They sold less than 10,000 of them. Yeah. So they were expensive, though, really expensive. So that was kind of the thing. That's the last we've heard of it,
I don't think it would be so hard to keep a server running for, let's say, 1,000.
The issue there's a couple issues. Because it connects to so many other devices, when someone else's integration changed, some person would have to go change that. And from a security perspective, they've got to keep, I mean, it's this is a huge issue for the Internet of Things. I mean, Revolve, mm-hmm. I'm sad. Nest had a chance to really show the industry how to do something, and they just
screwed it up.
And haven't fixed it since. I found the word, right?
I found the Japanese word.
Oh,
it's Chindogu.
Chindogu. That's and it means so Chindogu.
It means useless accessory. So it's a cool object that does something but is mostly useless.
There are so many Chindogu things in this business.
I have so many of them, like, in my house.
I want to make a note. Note to self. The Chindogu podcast. The Chindogu show.
So great.
This week in Chindogu.
How it takes 5 minutes to come up with a word. I think it's called age.
No, Matthew's been Googling it since he mentioned
it. Yeah, I have. It's true.
But it's just a simulation for what you're going to go through in older age, Matthew.
It's like Japanese useless.
Wednesday.
Actually, I may be too late. There is an official Chindogu Society.
Yeah. Oh, my. It's a big deal.
Uh-huh. Home of the International Chindogu Society. They even have the Chindogu of the day. The hay fever hat.
Concept. It's a great concept.
I don't know why the image links are broken, but apparently this would be a great thing to have come out of your Berg little printer every day, the Chindogu item for the day.
So there's one, I just found one. It's a helmet that you wear on the subway, and it has a suction cup that sticks to the window, and so it keeps you from falling forward when you fall asleep.
I would do that for an airplane. That would be amazing. Like Velcro on the back?
It actually looks like a plumber's friend on the back, actually.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
I think this is
here's the image.
Many of them are homemade, I think.
The American version is Kickstarter.
Kickstarter exactly. Is the Chindogu Society of the United States. Absolutely. I bought, for instance, perfect Chindogu, the floating bonsai tree. I wonder if they got funded. I think they did, because I think they took money out of my account.
Floating bonsai.
So it's a water?
Yeah, it's called Air Bonsai. It is a bonsai tree that it floats in the air.
What?
Magnets?
Very good. Stacy has obviously spent some time in the world of Chindogu. It is a magnet powered device. And thank goodness, here they are, floating bonsai trees. They are now a reality.
Wow, and of course, floating speakers.
Made in Japan. I'm so excited about this. Mine should come any day now.
There's a good one.
That's one I have. I own.
That's the one, yeah.
The ostrich pillow.
I think you wore them on the show.
The ostrich pillow.
I have it. Okay, one little note. If it leaks, and it did spring a leak, that's not good. Tiny little staticky foam pellets. Just now, what could go wrong though with a floating bonsai tree? I think that this is going to be good forever. Okay, just rotates in space.
What a weird place!
What if it grows off its axis?
Shut up! don't bring up problems that don't exist. Physics, damn you, physics!